Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. You know, it's been a pretty good week. I was glad to hear from our weekly meeting at CHI Memorial that the COVID cases are truly down, and that's a nice bit of news. Down in hospitalizations, down in overall numbers, and that just makes me feel good. We're ordering more vaccines, and God willing, they will come in sometime soon, and we'll keep vaccinating people, make a lot of people more comfortable, less fearful. So that's a good report that I can give for this week, and I think that's a great place to start and stop. How about you? How's your week?
As busy as always, I want to say that I've made a few notes that I would like to maybe discuss as the show goes on, maybe second segment. I want to cover some of the COVID information that most people are not reading on mainstream news. Again, we do have a disclaimer that that is my opinion on these statements, and I know same with you.
It goes for both of us.
Not the opinion of the sponsors or anyone else. But we are very open-minded and also very honest people about our opinions, but also very, hopefully, and I think we are, very receptive to others' opinions. We don't have to say only one opinion is right. We can actually share some of that. I also want to speak a little bit later in the show about a TV show that I did in Tampa. It was a show called Great Day Live. I have posted that on Facebook, and it was an interview that talked about nutrients that help defy aging. And it really came from the Tom Brady Super Bowl, because so much is focused around his techniques, his knowledge of embracing much of this lifestyle management of slowing father time down, everything from cryogenics to his nutritional supplements to the foods he eats. I also want to speak personally a little bit about a challenge I've had over the past 3 months with my hip. I've had off and on tendonitis, sciatica, who knows what it is. I haven't really looked into it super deeply, but I am starting to definitely turn the corner for less pain and being able to do more and more. And I want to talk about what I did that made it worse and things that I think made it better. And I want to encourage people also and make sure that you put this in your notes for the Vascular Institute Health Fair. You're going to be able to get so many free body checkups, I guess I will say, like a carotid artery screening.
For free, right?
For total free.
That is an incredible value, people.
This is something that went away in the world as of last February of last year, and now it's coming back with, again, common sense and some wisdom. But on March 20th in Cleveland, and you can go to the Vascular Institute's Facebook, Nutrition World's Facebook. You can come by the store and pick up flyers on it, but try to go if you want to get free services like IVs, consultations with, we have people from Galen Gynecology, a physician there that is just very, very skilled and knowledgeable about women's issues, but also about nutrition. And then we have, of course, DPC Center, which is Dr. Melvin Clinic in Cleveland that is focused on concierge type of medicine and really helping people with hormone balance, health balance, and great consultation services. And then, of course, Nutrition World. And we're going to have some of the counselors, coaches up there to help you figure out how to be better in regard to your health and hopefully live longer. Lastly, I'm going to say this about, I want to talk about it more in the second, third segment. I've done 96 podcasts now on The Holistic Navigator. That is my encyclopedia of hoping to put together, and I have, and keep together information on topics so that we can learn, empower ourselves to be better in regard to health. Well, I did one about a month ago, and it just got posted actually 2 days ago on Friday. As a guy named Chris Wark, W-A-R-K. He's quite famous worldwide because at 26 years old, he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. And the physicians after the surgery said, you will be dead in a year if you don't do chemo. He's now 40 years old, and he gives some of the best advice I have ever listened to about how do we discuss this topic with your oncologist, your family, your friends. It is an ordeal if you try to go anything other than the doctor's recommendations. And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying when you listen to this man talk from experience, it is eye-opening. And I've been following him for years because his whole focus is a book he wrote called Chris Beat Cancer. And he's not telling people not to do chemo. He's not telling them to do raw foods and nutrients. He's just giving some really solid hope and advice. Anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer who wants hope, listen to The Holistic Navigator, the last one I just posted. It's called Chris Beat Cancer. And so I'm going to maybe hit up a couple of those. And lastly, the allergy season is upon us. Are you getting people in already with that?
Well, how about me? With that beautiful weather we had last week, I kept getting out on the bike and would ride for 45 minutes to an hour and pay for it with my sinuses the next day. I'm too stubborn to go see a doctor and get on anything. You know, I just don't have time. But have time for that bike ride, and it was beautiful all week, you know. And so, yes, we're having people in the office. It's nice to be treating allergies. Something different. Yay.
Oh, I bet.
And yeah, but for myself, it's just more of an allergy sufferer and complainer. But I'm very grateful for all the spring weather we've been having, for, you know, the rain this coming week, and the flowers just, well, driving over here today, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it just feels beautiful in the air.
Oh, it smells good. Spring is in the air for sure.
Yep. And we did a great post at Nutrition World on some of the preventative things you can do to help alleviate some of this pollen misery. And I'm going to talk about a little bit more of that using very interesting many of the ingredients that was recommended for the pandemic infection, which of course was quercetin and nettles and NAC. There's several products that combine all of those together because sometimes preventing the histamine release is pretty darn effective, where pharmaceuticals are actually trying to stop it or remove it once it's there. But the nutritional part tries to do it in the opposite way, which is actually prevent it from forming.
And simply preventing exposure does a lot as well.
Yeah.
Keeping your windows rolled up, the right filters for car and home. You know, it's amazing how much you can do by just not breathing in all the pollens. I mean, it really does work and takes no medication.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, I roll my window down. You'll see me doing that. But, you know, I know what I'm doing, and I'm willing to suffer a little bit, you know, for that fresh air. But, yeah, I'm curious about something, though, and I know we share, like you said, our opinion, personal. What are your thoughts on the mixed reactions to states opening back up from a COVID status, you know, mass restrictions, gatherings, whatnot? Any opinion on that?
I absolutely do. And, it's, you know, there's I've been reading a lot this week about it because, you know, we have 350 people a day who come to Nutrition World, and many people are wanting to have some conversation on this, and they'll email me or text me or whatever, come in and ask me about it from a nutritional standpoint. And let's talk about that in the second segment. I've actually got a couple notes on that. And lastly, I want to I just posted this on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. This gentleman, he's 59 years old. His name is Marcella Ferri, I guess you would pronounce it. He's Italian, F-E-R-R-I. And I'm always into challenges, personal challenges, not trying to beat other people. And despite the fact that I've got this hip and hobbling around for 3 months, I'm still trying my best in the gym, at least upper body wise, and for sure. But this guy set a world record, and he's a vegetarian, which was kind of surprising actually to me. He's 59 years old, and he's been a long time building up to this. But all he did was, if you know what a deadlift looks like, it's where you lift weights off the floor and you just hold it. You basically hold it at arm's length. Well, what he did was he eventually, after a long time, with Guinness being there, set a world record holding 220 pounds for 6 minutes and 3 seconds. You know, when I first read that, I thought, that's going to be hard, but it's not like, I think that that's doable.
It sounds doable, doesn't it?
It sounds doable until I held 135 pounds for 1 minute and my forearms and wrists and hands were screaming. Well, I've been doing this now for 3 solid weeks, 3 times a week, and I'm adding 15 seconds of time to that 135. So now, yesterday, I did almost 3 minutes, where before I could only do 1 minute. So I'm going to get up to the 6 minute at 135 weight, and then I'm going to see just how much I can eventually hold for 6 minutes.
Well, let me ask you, is that mostly a grip issue?
It's mainly a grip, but it's also a psychological issue where if your brain wavers, for some reason, the hands just let go.
Well, try that with pull-ups. See how long you can just stay there.
Yeah.
And it gets really hard really fast.
Really fast. These rock climbers, I tell you, I give them a lot of respect. They are gristle muscle. Believe it or not, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking about all those little things that I mentioned. That, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in. 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we are going to be talking to two really, I won't say famous, but they're just...
Well, he has the award, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Dr. Lasar and his wife, Tracy, from the Vascular Institute. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
So Chris, I'm assuming that the award is the most frequenting guest on your show.
Yes. So I'm really, and our favorite guest,
well,
maybe.
And I appreciate that. I do appreciate it. So I'm really kind of hoping that you'll maybe even make me a mascot. I mean, maybe I could be your mascot to your show. And
we need to get a good photo after this, because I did not dress up for it today. But
well, you know I didn't.
No, you didn't. Hey, we got, you know, if you've listened to this show at all, or even talked to Dr. Green personally or myself at Nutrition World, we are so connected to empowering people with information and knowledge and wisdom in order to journey through this life to create better health. Because if we ignore signs and symptoms and foods and the things that we need to have in our life, we're probably going to have an early crash with regard to quality and maybe even death. Dr. Lasar was just telling me about a 35-year-old who went for a pedicure and had zero idea that she had health issues, and she actually may lose her foot due to gangrene because she had so many years of a really bad blood sugar issue that had no clue about. Well, there's time and place where sometimes you can really get some information and doesn't cost you any money. And one of those is and we talked about this in the first segment, is the health fair that Vascular Institute is going to be offering, I think in 2 weeks from yesterday. Is it that right?
It's actually next Saturday. It's March 20th.
Wow. Yes.
It came up really
time
fast.
Time is flying. It is flying.
Okay. So tell people more about what's going to be offered at that health fair for people.
Well, I think one of the things we wanted just to bring to this is that, you know, we've all been hiding for this last year, and it's the craziness of that, and the fact that people are afraid to go to doctor's offices, and we're finally starting to see people come back, you know, in the numbers that we expected, you know, now as compared to the last really 8 to 10 months. And so it's time to talk about health. It's time to talk about how to, you know, prevent disease and how to diagnose problems that we have. And so, you know, this health fair is going to be focused around that. It's going to be up in our Cleveland office, right off of Exit 27. and it's going to be pretty much all the morning of March 20th. There's eight partners in this, and from Nutrition World to Vic, we've got Tenova involved, we've got Galen OBGYN, and we've got a smattering of primary care. So we want to talk about the important things to keep people healthy and keep people alive.
Yes, and because it makes it easy, people need easy, there's no doubt. We all are overwhelmed with our schedules and such. But this is a perfect combination, and Tracy, I know, is fabulous at organizing all of these events. And so, yes, it's Cleveland. Yes, many people listening are in Chattanooga. You know, I go up there once every Sunday to do the cryogenics in the gym up there called Oh Yeah. It takes me 27 minutes from my house in Apison. So this is a reasonable drive. I mean, last night I went down to do the float tank downtown. It took me 27 minutes to leave the store to get downtown. So don't let the distance deter you from going. You know, we've had health fairs for many, many years at Nutrition World, and you were part of that for probably at least two of those. And I know that with every health fair we have, there is a segment of the population that never gets anything checked. They don't even know what their blood pressure is. They don't know status of their health. And because they're not going to a regular primary care physician, and that's probably not smart as a certain point of your life. I mean, the girl you talked about is 35 years old.
Right.
If she had come to a health fair, this probably would have been picked up. Now, we're not saying this health fair is the same as going to your doc, but it is a huge step toward that. And I just think this is going to be life-saving. If there's 100 people go through this, there'll be, what would you guess, Dr. Lissar? There'd be probably 5 to 10% they're going to find out something they had zero clue about.
No, I think probably over 80% are going to learn something.
Good.
I would say that way. A lot of people that go to these are healthy people because they're interested in health.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also, you know, wanting to get to people that are kind of questioning things. And, you know, we've found, you know, one of the things we'll be doing is ultrasound screening. It's to, mm-hmm. you know, just check for carotid disease. The number three reason to die in this region is stroke. You know, that's much mm-hmm. higher than the national average.
What tell people, what does this mean, a carotid artery screening? How do they do that?
That's what we use. Is we do an ultrasound and actually just look at the arteries mm-hmm. in the neck and see if there's a blockage. That's
by rubbing the neck with a piece of equipment.
Yes. So
and I'm curious, how much would that normally cost if you had to pay out of pocket to a radiology center?
Well, I don't know about radiology center. I know what, you know, most of the rules are to get the ultrasound is I have to hear a noise in the neck on physical exam, or the person's had a stroke. Okay, so those are two kind of very finite things. But there's a lot of people that are at risk because they have other artery disease problems. And so if I don't hear one of those noises and they want to have a screening, we charge $30 for it. So it's not exorbitant, but it's something that you can have checked to if you're really in that population. What I'd prefer is that the patients go to their primary care doctor and let their primary care doctor kind of figure their body out, figure out really what's wrong with them. Just like that little 35-year-old girl. I think she's invincible. She's mm-hmm, 35. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. I mean, she's not healthy. She's obese and she's got hypertension and she has uncontrolled diabetes for had to be years before you get a problem like she has. And she's a Hispanic lady. And so I'm not picking on Hispanic in particular, but as physicians, Chris, you know that 70% of outcomes have to do with our social determinants of health. And that's a buzzword right now mm-hmm. in medicine. And what does that mean? Well, if you are in a population that's a high school graduate only, if you're just a high school graduate, you're in that 30% of the Chattanooga population, and you are at a little bit higher risk of having more problems with disease than the other people. Why is that? Well, it has to do with education level and what people think about. The main focus on some of this is good habits. So how do we get you know, that population thinking about health? Well, health fairs and talking on radios like this. But if that 35-year-old girl would have gotten into you, Chris, 5 years ago, you would have recognized that she's a pre-diabetic. You may have been able to stop that progress to diabetes. And maybe she never would have had this problem.
Or if she had come to a health fair like next Saturday.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not perfect, but it's a great middle ground for people. And you know, again, people don't, you know, they're covered up in life with so many appointments already. So they don't, it is a hassle to make an appointment, go wait in a waiting room, drive to a location, blank, blank, blank. This is so easy. It's a Saturday. It's from 9 to 1. Is that
right,
correct?
9 to 1.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell people just a little bit about the location in Cleveland? Which exit would you get off on?
So it's the Paul Huff Parkway exit.
Okay.
And we're located in that Bradley Heritage Building right next to Lone Star and Holiday Inn.
So right when you pull off, how far is it to this health fair?
Probably a quarter of a mile.
Okay. Yeah. And it's labeled Vascular Institute. You'll see the big sign.
You'll see that, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And they don't need to bring anything special. They just walk in and or walk around and do what they want.
Well, we've kind of created a little health passport for them.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the vendors, and they get to go and take a little trip around the office, get to see everybody. And then if they go through the whole process, they get a little gift on their way out. But we've got the Kidney Foundation there doing blood sugar tests. And Dr. Melvin with Partners in Care is going to be doing all the vitals.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing carotid screenings and aneurysm screenings.
That's correct.
Total Health Chiropractic's out there doing spinal checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got physical therapy. ATI is going to be there. And then Tenova's going to be there talking about their PAD walking program.
Wow.
Then Dr. McClellan will be there with Galen, talking about women's issues, and we've got a dietitian, Laura Irvin, who's going to be there, and she's going to be talking about managing diabetes. So lots of good information.
And if you can't make the Cleveland, you know, event, we're going to have one at the main Vic campus on Lifestyle Way, right near Gun Barrel, and that will be in July.
No, North Georgia, July 24th.
Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And then October will be Chattanooga.
That's why she's here.
But I think the whole conversation started, we wanted to figure out how can we meet our patients where they are, mm-hmm. and how can we work with the partners to develop that network so that we're giving good care to patients. And we just kind of came up with, let's do a quarterly health fair. And we've got three locations, being in Chattanooga, North Georgia, and Cleveland. And we love using the facility, and we can invite our partners in there, and it's a perfect mix.
Perfect mix. And the thing is, I love the fact that, you know, the more you do this, the more momentum you will get and gain ground, because people's knowledge and exposure to even just the show here, the ads, the people who will come this time that will tell their family. And I know that as organizers, you are, Tracy, that you will be announcing at the health fair here in Cleveland about the future ones. So all of these people, when you do come, and I'd so encourage you to do it, I think you're going to be so impressed that you will come back and tell friends and family. So I think next time it will keep doubling each time around.
We don't want to forget our other partner, Nutrition World, because you know, this is your baby, and I'm a recent convert to that institute that Ed Jones has helped me out tremendously, and I just do appreciate your insight.
Well, Ed. Thank you, and. You know, I've got 23 employees now. Actually hired a new one this week, Cassie, who's we're excited about, so it will be 24. And the future's bright, and I think we all feel relieved that 2020 is over. We do see the light at the end of the tunnel now. The world did not completely collapse, and we are here to stay. And I'm just thrilled that you guys both are brave enough to, you're kind of stepping outside the box a little bit before other people, but that's what we need, is to set examples that this is what needs to happen with common sense, and you are going to use the right procedures and advice. And people, if they feel super fearful, they probably need to still stay home from everything. You know, I had a gentleman in yesterday, David, he's 72 years old, amazing health and fitness. And we spoke about the fact that, you know, so many of us have lost a year of our life, not totally, but so much of what we expected in that year of 2020 kind of got pushed aside. And I think most of us are ready to embrace a new turn of life for all of us.
And people are getting back out, going to their providers. I'm always thankful, Dr. Lasar, for your support of primary care. That's rare in a surgeon, can I say?
Mm-hmm.
But you're a huge supporter of preventive care and primary medicine. Thank you.
Well, no, I appreciate that. And that's, you know, it's we deal with the disasters that happen to people because they just haven't had the right health idea for many years. And, you know, there's plenty for me to do around this area. I don't need more to do, but we do need to have a healthier region. You know, we talked about diabetes a little bit earlier, and 90% of all pre-diabetic people had no idea that they were pre-diabetic. And it's Chris who says, hey, listen, you got risk factors and you might have metabolic syndrome and, you know, you're obese and your blood pressure is a little high and something's wrong. You know, we need to figure out what your insulin level is.
And we have that discussion probably minimum 10 times a day.
I bet.
Maybe 15.
Yeah.
But I always try to spin that. I think I've said this on the show before. People are devastated. I'm pre-diabetic. Oh, no. I say, no, we're going to keep you from being diabetic your entire life. It's a good diagnosis. It's okay.
It's how to become healthy, how to stay healthy.
Just depends how you look at it.
Right.
And you're preventing so much.
Yeah. And I think we all are, most people are just hoping that we're okay and we don't want to check it out. Now, you're talking to the worst person on earth sitting across the table from
I'm probably
about that.
Right about there with you, Ed.
But I feel I do have more intuition, a little bit more feel of my own physical sense. But I don't, most people don't. And like, you know, Tracy, you're in great shape. You work out all the time and you both do. And well, all of us do here. All four of us hit to the gym very regularly. And not everyone does that. And you know, that helps a lot too, but even those people should. I mean, we do blood testing at the Nutrition World every week and people come in and they will find some of the things that you are seeing, Dr. Lazar, which is, I had no clue. Wow, I did not know that, you know, hemoglobin A1C at 8 was that I even had blood sugar issues. And the thing about I like and we'll have to wind it down, but the power that people like you, Dr. Lazar and Dr. Green have to really awaken people to this process of, hey, it's time to do something different than what we have been doing, is there's no more powerful message than coming from the medical community when all of a sudden they see a person that says, hey, your blood test says this. It awakens people. It saves people because, you know, reading a message on a commercial doesn't really impact people. Right. And even me, if I tell someone, you know, I know you, we really have to get that 60 pounds off of you, that's not as shocking as when you two say something because you have testing behind that. So again, let's remind people, next Saturday from, you tell.
Next Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Vascular Institute Cleveland, 4312 Holiday Inn Express. You can check out our Facebook page, Vascular Institute, and there's an event there. So sign up, get information, and stay tuned for the next ones.
Stay tuned for the next one. It is at Paul Huff Parkway exit.
Yep.
Yes.
Right by the Longhorn Steakhouse.
There we go. Paul Huff, Longhorn. People can remember that. Super, super. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about a couple things on new news with COVID. We're about to get done with all of that, but I had a couple things I need to say. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I do want to say really quickly, there's, it seemed like, I don't know if other people are reading a lot different news agencies than I am, because I'm actually trying to do very little of that, because it's not constructive, at least for my physical, mental, or emotional state if I do too much. However, we all have to know some of the big headlines, one of which is the states that are, you know, removing the mask mandates. Certainly created a lot of controversy among a lot of people. I truly feel that the majority of, when I say majority, 60% plus are probably in favor of it, unless things go the wrong direction, perhaps. But I know that in Florida, Ron DeSantis, he understands the game better than most, because there's a thing in these COVID tests called number of cycles. And number of cycles is something that's kind of complex under the PCR testing. What that means is that the more times, basically, they run a substance through this, the higher chance of it showing a positive. And there's a point of no return where it becomes a lot more false positives than what we would want. So in truth, the accuracy of the test is in far question. Well, now, because Ron DeSantis understands this issue, in Florida, or in December, his office issued an order to all state labs processing PCR test, they must now report the number of cycles they deploy on every test they perform. See, other countries are not using the 35 cycles and above. They're using less because there's too many false positives. So there's so much more to this story than you're being told. And I think it's really a sad case. And in Israel, if you don't get the shot, you're doomed. Israel has about 65%, I think, vaccination rates right now. But I heard just 2 days ago that you can't go to school, you can't go to the theater, you can't go out to eat at a restaurant, you can't travel in a plane or any place else. And the family and social institutions have demonized anyone who does not take the shot. So Israel is in a...
Interesting. I didn't know that.
No. And it's kind of scary to think about. And so that's...
But socially, there's a little bit of that in the United States in some places, too.
Yeah, bingo. There certainly is. And then I was very interesting. There was also a posting by the CDC that I read this week that had to do, and I want to make this real quick here, about the guidelines after you get the shot for living. I don't know if it's being given to you guys and girls in the medical field or not, but the CDC says that after being fully vaccinated, one can visit without mask in small groups with others who are fully vaccinated and visit with unvaccinated people from a single household if the unvaccinated people are at low risk. It's more common sense than we used to have.
Well, what did you think about the CDC this past week saying if you've had your vaccine, grandparents, you are now allowed to go and visit your grandchildren? That's a rough quote, not a direct quote.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of negative feedback from patients. I'm not going to share my own opinion on that, but the grandparents amongst my patients were unhappy with that report.
Because
they felt, why is it their right to tell me what to do? That was the general consensus amongst my patients. And, I'm going to keep my own opinion to myself here, but, I'm sure most of us will have an opinion, some strongly saying that's exactly right, and that's what the CDC should say, and others saying, no, they should have the freedom to do what they want. There's a division out there in opinion.
And it's a polarizing division, mm-hmm. and it has occurred in religion, it's occurred in politics, and now it's occurred in CDC virus management, and it's a kind of a scary place because I know better than to bring it up in the people I know better than to bring it up in.
Like, what would happen to people like you if you lived in Israel and you are anti-vaccine and don't want to get it? Are you going to be able to travel, fly, mm-hmm. buy food and groceries, go to educational seminars if you want to, or would you be stuck at home? How would that work for you?
Yeah, well, you would be ostracized to a point where your life would pretty much cease to exist for quality years and days and months because no one can function well under massive negative peer pressure.
And I wonder what their government does, and I'm not, against them in any way, but I'm just curious, as a doctor, some people are actually allergic to these things. They can't take it, and if they take it, they may die. So what do you do with those people? So it's, some people legitimately cannot receive certain immunizations.
Well, that's the truth. And the other piece of information that came out this week was that there was some now better long evidence that everyone who gets COVID can possibly develop a long-term immunity after infections, and it's not just about antibodies. So you can actually test to not have the antibodies yet still because of some of the T-cell development and B-cells and all this complex part of the immune system. There's more evidence that, I had COVID, and I've certainly still have a blood test showing that I have antibodies, but even if I didn't, I might have a great level of protection, which is the way it's supposed to be. That's the way nature programmed us.
You're right. The immune system is far more complex.
But, early on, it was not being presented as even a hope that, people who have it, it's not going to last long, and, in 3 months, it's going to be gone. Well, there's so much misinformation, and I don't mind misinformation. We have to learn the hard way on all aspects. I remember having a computer back in 1985. Look how I had to learn to type in certain... I remember, what do you call that? You'd have to type in letters to get the computer to do something. There's some word for that. Like, I would have to instruct it with C, semicolon.
Some kind of prompt or something.
Prompting, but it was before that made it user-friendly. Well, that was a,
back to the 1980s.
That was the learning curve. Well, you know, but the problem is no one really demonized you for making mistakes or not believing that there's a better way to do it. We just learned the better way.
And we are learning about COVID and the vaccines, and we'll continue to learn. I mean, Johnson & Johnson is just now going to be hitting this area, and we'll have to learn about that vaccine as well. I do like the one-shot technique. But, you know, in the years to come, yes, we'll learn more. We still learn things about old vaccines, so this will be a process.
A process, but it needs to be a open-minded, friendly process, hopefully, that we can get a little bit more to that. And I feel like we are. I think so many people are now ready to embrace life again with just the common sense. And I'm not feeling the attack of people's visually if I walked into a restaurant and it's down on my mouth and not above my nose, where 3 months ago I did.
And I'm careful how I say this. And in my opinion, I'm a bit concerned for the future about the impact, we'll say it that way, the impact of the variants of the COVID virus. So, you know, what will that do to us, to the population, the psyche? You know, I just recently sent you that news post about the marked increase in the depression and anxiety levels. And that's true. We've talked about it before. You talked about the anxiety medicine increases in the pharmacies. So, you know, those are real impacts. You know, Dr. Lasar was talking about people not seeing their providers. I'm seeing people coming back out now, but, you know, there are wide-reaching impacts from everything that's happened and the shutdown that we've experienced.
And that's why we cannot go backwards. We must move forward with the good common sense. And, you know, here's this thing I continue to maybe think about when I'm sometimes speak about when I'm on the TV and other shows. Where is the emphasis again on losing weight? Because we know obesity is the number one risk factor for many diseases, but especially COVID. And instead of continually just pound, vaccine, let's also pound vitamin D and losing weight. Those two things will change the whole scope of this of fear.
Well, you and I do.
And we
and
do.
And there are a lot of providers that I know that do as well. I'm still amazed at the number of people, new patients coming in. When I start talking about zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, they go, I'm already doing that.
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. How'd you know? Well, you know, just education amongst people and like our show and other shows that are actually giving good advice. And I'm grateful for that.
Are you, and this is way off the subject, you ever on TikTok, the app TikTok?
Not on purpose.
Good answer. Well, I'm having to be because I there was a post on tyrosine. Tyrosine is an amino acid that Nutrition World and all health food stores sell. Well, this girl, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, no more than that, posted a 50-second video on taking tyrosine, which helped her get off Adderall and made her tan better. Well, both of those are possibilities with it. It is not an Adderall substitute, but it does change brain chemistry if taken on an empty stomach, and it will make you tan better. Guess what happened? Every company sold out of tyrosine in 24 hours. Amazon did not have any left. Nutrition World sold out within 2 days. I could not believe the impact of this one viral video. She had like 3 million views or 4 million.
I was about to ask you that. How many followers?
And I didn't remember the followers, so what I did starting last week is I'm now on TikTok, but I'm way too old to be on there as the person doing it, so I have two employees, Cassidy and Ashley, that are doing it. So right now we've done two.
What is the new term I keep hearing when people say, you know, what is your job? I'm something like social influencer.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm an old guy. I can't remember the exact term. Is that the right term?
That's the right term.
Yeah, and you hear a lot of people, I see interviewers, like people going on to... let's say reality shows, and they'll put that as their profession. I'm thinking, when did this become a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
But it is a thing, and you're right. They have amazing impact for good or bad.
For good or bad. But I never believed TikTok would have an impact on nutrition choices, especially supplements. So we did one yesterday on fat-soluble vitamin C, about its effects that are so much more able to reach the body in deeper, higher levels and last longer because it's fat-soluble. And we already had 200 views in one evening.
And you can get some local fitness guru who's big on TikTok or any other social media like that and do some educational videos. Yeah, you're going to actually impact a lot of people. What a good idea.
Yeah, you don't wait until, you know, if you had, like all things, if you start early, you're going to lose sometimes. You're going to waste your efforts. But in some cases, the early starters are the ones who make the best out of those paths that you choose. Just think about, I remember the day when Facebook was golden and you could spend $2 and get, you know, 300 people to view you. Well, you can't spend $200 and get that now because they've changed it so radically. Mm-hmm. But TikTok's back in the old days, so I'm all about TikTok, but it will drive me crazy. Those most ridiculous, goofy, and there's stuff like you would think you would click off on instantly because of it, but it's actually addictive.
It is, and sometimes I'm amazed at the talent some of these people have.
Yeah.
I mean, that blows my mind. So, yeah, but I make every effort to stay off of that.
I'm giving advice for other people to stay off of it, too. But if you happen to see Nutrition World on there, you know the reason now.
It'll be a good purpose, for sure.
Yep. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Okay, guys, did you know that I am a complete mess? Did you know that in truth, each and every one of us, you and me, we're all a complete mess? Songwriter and composer Lecrae said, "I admit I'm a mess. My heart's a disaster. I don't have it all together. I was born this way, but I can be born again." Well, in Jesus' day, there was a group of religious people called Pharisees, and they were a very good example of outwardly tidy people, and they were trying to make other people look tidy as well. Since they did not see themselves as messy or as sinners, well, they didn't have a need for a Savior. On the outside, they looked tidy, neat, and healthy, and they had no time for Jesus or any of his love for messes and messy people. They were the embodiment of self-righteousness. Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 31, that it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Jesus was extremely clear in his message that he called people to repentance and taught them that humility is being able to admit that they were sick and needed help. Without Jesus, we are all terminally ill. Humility is admitting we cannot do this on our own. When we finally recognize just how sick we are, we finally take action. I think about my profession as a doctor. Once an individual realizes that he or she actually has an illness, there is absolutely nothing that can stop them or slow them down from diligently seeking an office visit. Once we realize that we are spiritually sick, our point of view is changed, and we begin to look for a solution. I find it freeing and liberating to realize that I am a mess. There was a time in life that I had much more in common with a Pharisee, but that kind of self-imposed false righteousness is less than useless. Some of us believe Jesus won't have anything to do with us until we tidy up our lives. We have to clean up our own mess, right? Isn't that what we do? That's an old adage, that God helps those who help themselves. But, you know, that's not actually in the Bible. The real good news is that Jesus can help you a lot once you finally admit that you are a mess. That realization of your own messiness is the repentance that Jesus talked about. So, it is completely okay to realize the messiness of your own life, as this is the first step to placing all of your trust in Jesus. It is also a step towards the life God calls you to live. You cannot live life fiercely in God if you are trying to do it on your own. Well, let me close with a word from Martin Luther. "Even if our conscience makes us faint-hearted and presents God as angry, still God is greater than our heart. Your conscience is one drop. The reconciled God is a sea of comfort. He accepts you just as you are. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. I always love the repeating of live life fiercely. That is a real mantra for life. And I'm a big fan of poetry. And Mary Oliver, which is one that I try to remember some of her things. What will you do with this one wild and precious life? Well, one thing we can do is live fiercely. So combining those two, I want to say real quickly, I know earlier I mentioned two things, one of which is my hip issue and what did I do for it. Really have found very few things that actually help relieve the discomfort, including even drugs like aspirin. It really didn't work too well. It worked a tiny bit. But I started using, of course, things at the store, and nothing seemed to work either until one single ingredient. And it's not been life-changing, but it's the only thing that really took it down 40% is Boswellian. It's actually known as frankincense. And Boswellian by a company called Terry Naturally, I take two of those twice a day. I feel like those are doing me more benefit than any other pain reliever that I have done. Or the second one is called Curamed Pain Relief. And it's the thing about these herbs are they're safe for the stomach and the liver. They do not hurt that. And then secondly, I want to mention before we run out of time, again, the pollen issue. We did a really good Facebook post and blog training on Alertica is the name of it, A-L-L-U-R-T-I-C-A, and it combines quercetin, nettles, and NAC. Taken before you get a lot of these symptoms can be beneficial in helping to prevent some of those. And lastly, X-Clear with an X-C-L-E-A-R. It has an ingredient called xylitol, and this company actually goes to medical conferences and sets up booths and helps to educate health providers like yourself, Dr. Green. What they found is, and this was found long ago, xylitol, when put in the nasal passages, prevents pollen from sticking to the mucous membranes. So again, it's preventative. Once you have the big flare-up, stopping pollen may help down the road, but it's not going to help you today. So X-Clear with something like quercetin type of product, I'm a huge, huge fan of. It will work if you do it 2 to 3 time a day dosing of it, and it is extremely safe.
Well, I may have to try that before a bike ride. And help me here, what was xylitol also used as?
It's a sweetener.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Now, it is poisonous to dogs, so we cannot allow the xylitol to ever touch any or be able to, for a pet to eat it because it will kill them.
Wow.
It's really weird that the metabolism of an animal can change like that.
So that's not an urban myth like the chocolate?
No. Xylitol, actually, we have it on our register. We ring up xylitol chewing gum. A big thing pops up. It says, warn the customer about the dangers of xylitol for their dogs. I mean, I'm not, yes, I am bragging on Nutrition World. How many stores would do that? How many stores would pop up on their register? Every one of my staff members has to tell that person that this can hurt your dog. I don't know of any. In fact, I was in Atlanta last Sunday. I flew down there to PDK in my plane. It was really windy, really, really windy, but it was fun. But I went in a pet store, and they were carrying greenies. I stopped carrying greenies before I moved to the new store because it was killing dogs. It kills them by forming a big mucus ball within their guts. And it's made with just tons of gluten. Any store that carries greenies is not ethical. They're just simply not ethical. And we have a pet section that doesn't carry any of those things. Well, I'm done with my ranting. I'm going to go ride a Harley Davidson after this. And so wish me safety and luck. And that will do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fiercely fantastic day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.